So A-Rod's friends around him say he's not giving up on Jennifer Lopez. He will win her back. Good luck, buddy. That boat has already sailed. You know, it's human nature, though. You realize you screwed up, and what you thought you could live without, now you think you can't live without. And
what have you done to try and get someone back?
Oh, I bought a girl a ring.
What?
Not an engagement ring. I made it clear. It was a pre-engagement ring.
Oh, so that's called a promise ring.
Whatever it is. I was 23, but she was putting an unrealistic pressure on me to conform to what she wanted.
Uh-huh.
I was 23. She wanted me to promise, because she was underage, that I would not go to a nightclub.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, under 21.
She was 19. I would not go to a nightclub. I would not go to a bar.
Mm.
I work in radio. We have nights there. And all my friends were there. I've done the usual thing where you drive through their neighborhood 300 or 400 times to see if they're home.
What is that going to do?
I don't know.
I remember doing the same thing in high school.
Right. Yeah. I was in my 20s.
You needed to know if they were home or not.
Right. But I kept thinking, oh my God, if she comes down the street right now as I'm going by, I will absolutely die. I'm going to dive under the dashboard as I'm driving a car. Thanks for holding. What happened in your case?
I haven't seen this guy. I was only dating him. It wasn't a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And I haven't seen him in 8 years. I guess he left town, went to college. And then all of a sudden, he's back in town. And I ran into him at a restaurant and just pleasantly said, hello, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, a couple of days later, I got 8 dozen roses.
8 dozen?
Because he hasn't seen me in 8 years.
Oh.
Delivered to my apartment.
That's sort of romantic.
Yeah, but it was kind of odd, too, because we weren't even like boyfriend-girlfriend status. We just dated for a short while.
Oh, then that's a lot.
That's weird.
I thought it's something I'll always remember.
I would look at that as a cry of desperation. That was a desperate man. No offense to you.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.